This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 240 for Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday after an early attempt at moving higher ran into resistance. Canola down $3 to nearly $5 at the final bell, March down $4.80 at $634.30 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with increased farmer selling after the recent gains also thought to be weighing on prices. However, talk of increased export demand underneath the market did provide some support, with China rumored to have made some purchases of Canadian canola recently. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, dipping below 74 cents, was also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while the grains were higher. The largest advances in wheat. Wheat is stronger across the board, with Chicago soft wheat leading to the upside. It's up 14 cents in the March contract at $6.10 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 8 cents in the March contract at $6.25 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat 6 cents higher in March at $7.05 per bushel. The March Chicago contract moved above several key moving averages today, and that brought in additional speculative buying interest. Renewed uncertainty over the conflict in Ukraine was also thought to be underpinning the wheat market after the crash of a Russian plane carrying Ukrainian prisoners. Forecasts do call for some beneficial moisture over the U.S. southern plains over the next week. That's putting some pressure on wheat values. Soybeans, they traded to both sides of unchanged, with the nearby March contract up a penny at the close at $12.40 per bushel, while the more deferred months all lower. The products were mixed with losses in soy oil and gains in meal. The advancing Brazilian harvest, which is still in its early stages, did pressure the market somewhat as new crop supplies will soon start to become available from the country. However, forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in Argentina were supportive, as the soybean crop there is still months away from harvest. Corn, underpinned by speculative short covering, the March contract up 5 cents at $4.52 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel dropped sharply in the past week, falling to only 818,000 barrels per day. That marked the lowest level in 3 years and the first sub-million barrel week in 17 weeks. Brazil's second corn crop is said to be about 5% seeded, which compares to only 1% at this time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 24th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.